Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is reveal recap time, April 5th to the 11th. And what I noticed was on Saturday when I was doing the site, I specifically put some reveals in there just so I could talk about them today, including one that I had just written the day before, which I don't usually do. You know, I usually wait a week. But I put that one in there so I could talk about it. And I try to think about it every day just for the sole purpose of the podcast. Not 100% successful, but I really, really thought about it on Saturday. So April 5th to the 11th, April 5th, number one. When the offspring starts preaching truth and ruining fake storylines, that is how you get in trouble in this reality family. And this one's so interesting to me. So it's Mason Disick and the Kardashians and all that. And he was revealing everything on social media and just totally screwing over their storylines and their fakeness. And, you know, you give him a couple of years, and I wonder if he's going to really start screwing them over and saying things. And it wouldn't surprise me, you know, because the kids will be kids. I mean, look at Britney Spears' kid, right? And they're just going to say what they want to say. And when they're teenagers, if, you know, Courtney makes him angry or something one day, then he's just going to run in there and do some Instagram story and tell all. And I can't wait for it. I'm excited. Let's see. Number two on the fifth. Let's see. The celebrity cult is trying to exploit the fact that the former B-listish actress turned A-plus list celebrity took some of their classes over the years. And I'm talking about Scientology and Meghan Markle, who did take some classes. And they're trying to exploit that and a lot of other things. You know, they're trying to pretend they have cures for everything, that none of their members got sick, and it just, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. And it's not surprising that Meghan took some classes at all. As much as Scientology is an awful, awful, awful thing, there's some people, you know, in town who especially, you know, not so much now, because now everybody's, oh, I'm going to go to Hillsong. But they were like, well, look, you know, this person's a Scientologist, they can help you, you know, because, you know, they had directors and actors and writers and producers, and it was just another way to kind of network. And if you, you know, took a couple of classes or something, that was kind of the price you pay. So it doesn't shock me that she took some classes. Number three. What is good is that she at some point realized, I'm not giving them my money and they're not really helping me, so why go? She doesn't believe the words in her apology. But this foreign-born A-/B+-list actress was facing the loss of her role in a franchise if she didn't say something that sounded like an apology for recent remarks. And I'm talking about Evangeline Lilly, who plays Hope Van Dyne, Wasp, in the Marvel movies, and she was going to lose the role. They are more than willing to say bye-bye. You know, especially, you know, she's only been in, man, what, a couple of them? Like I said, I'm not good at that. The Marvel, right? I still haven't gone beyond the Captain America. I've moved on to something else. Oh, speaking of which, because I know you enjoy listening to what I'm watching. So on Netflix, and I don't know the name of it, but you could probably just search on the search function and find it, or Google it before you go in there. But it's about British bouncers in nightclubs in Newcastle, England. And it's from probably 3 or 4 years ago. And, oh, it's just because obviously nobody's going to clubs now and stuff. So it's just interesting. And plus, they're just all these, you know, because you can start drinking there at 18. And so they're 18 years old and they're getting crazy drunk and falling in the street and fights. And it is a nice kind of reminder of what times used to be. Plus, it's really fun to watch people get drunk. What else did I watch? I watched the Tiger King reunion special or whatever, which was kind of interesting. Joel McHale made it interesting. And it's short. I think it's 39 minutes or something like that. So I've watched that. Of course, tonight's Monday, so it's my hometown. My hometown kind of night. What else did I watch? I'm rewatching the cooking thing that I've already talked about. Something else. Oh, I let myself watch the remake of Rambo, and it was exactly what you would expect. So that's kind of what I've been watching the last couple days. But Evangeline Lilly, she wants that job because she's having a tough time. You lose that job, you're not getting another one. Because there must be a really bad reason. So number four, on the fifth, the foreign-born A-/B+ list actress wanted a better news cycle than her pretentious video, so she's gone back to the old standby of can't wait to have a family. Not true. Talking about Priyanka Chopra, and so when the whole hand clapping thing didn't work out, because it's great to go out there and clap. I think that it's fantastic, and I encourage everybody to do it. In LA, it is done, and then there is also a group of people who howl, which I find interesting, and not sure exactly where that came from. But it's just the way she was clapping. It just looked so pretentious, and I think she wanted another news cycle. So then, of course, she starts talking about, can't wait to... She's not going to have a baby anytime soon. She is going to wait until Matrix 4, whatever it is filmed, and if there's any kind of thing where she can be in the next one, she thinks about herself first. That's all you got to know. Let's see. Number five. Apparently, despite multiple beatings, public humiliation, and serial cheating, the actress acts of this A-/B+ list actor who's been acting since he was a tween has decided to go back to him. And I'm talking about Mia Goth and Shia LaBeouf. And Mia, of course, was the victim of Shia's domestic violence. She was, it was done in public, it was done in private. He treated her like absolute crap. He treated FKA Twigs like absolute crap, which I'm waiting for her. I did a blind about that. Waiting for her to kind of spill everything on that. I am not sure when what possessed Mia to go back. Does she think that he has changed? As somebody said in the first comment, I can't wait until I'm supposed to feel bad when he decks her. You know, isn't that always going to be in the back of your mind that he is going to suddenly change? And, you know, it happens. And yes, it's victims of violence often go back, but she had been away for so long that she should have been out of that. And I fear for what is going to happen. Let's do April 6th. Number one. The foreign-born A-plus list celebrity chef, all of you know, told a friend he has no obligation to pay his staff through the crisis, and they should have saved like he did, and they would be fine. Fine. He has no clue. Privately, he also said when things are over, he will be hiring them back at a lower wage so he can make a larger profit. Gordon Ramsay, you are a tool. look, there are so many small business owners who are essentially eating into their life savings to try and keep as many people employed as they can. There are others who, of course, had to let go of their employees because they don't have the money. They don't have, you know, it's a restaurant. Gordon Ramsay has tens of, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. Probably in the $30 or $40 million range, I would guess. Maybe more because he gets paid a lot of money at Fox. He has the money to, you know, at least keep a great number of his workers, but he chose not to, you know? Number two on the sixth. The car is in her name, but despite what she publicly says, the foreign-born illiterate actor bought it for her. And I'm talking about Jodie Turner-Smith and Joshua Jackson and her new Tesla that she says, oh, it's my car. It is her car because it's in her name. But he's the one who paid for it. So let's get that straight. Number three. You know, I think today marks almost 1 month. You know, that I still have a month to go. And still not drinking. Because I feel like if I was drinking right now, this, I would probably start at noon or something like that. Because, I don't know. The chain-smoking, foreign-born, A-list, mostly movie actress, who was once married to an actor with a popular last name for actors, tired of her old boy toy, she has moved on to someone even younger. A foreign-born singer who is just a skoosh higher in age than the daughter of the actress. I would advise him to not get used to the life of her paying all the bills because she gets easily bored. Kate Beckinsale and Goody Grace. Let's see. Number four on the sixth. The A-minus list actor, who has a couple of franchises and loves strippers and coke parties, is trying to make up for the bad publicity he took last week, which made him look like a deadbeat dad. So he thought what the world needed was more of his crap music. And that's Jeremy Renner. And I saw that he is going to be one of the celebrity IOU things on the Property Brothers with that thing that they're doing. And I'm just... Oh, Jeremy Renner. You are awful. Let's see. Number five. I'm really feeling the... I don't know. So many people are taking everything so seriously. And then, you know, I saw this past weekend that, you know, Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys in 20 or 30, they had a party, you know, and but they had done messages saying, telling everybody, you need to stay at home. And then apparently it doesn't really apply to them. Well, although I guess Dak could say, I did stay at home. They all came to my place. And I there is a lot of celebrity interaction going on that, you know, I could write blinds about all the time. And it's just, it's really, really starting to tick me off because they're going on social media and saying, oh, stay at home. I'm having such a tough time at staying at home, but I'm going to, you know, stay the course. And then I know for a fact that they're getting together. They're having nail parties. They're having hairstylists come over, and there'll be four or five of them to just... They are totally living a separate life from what they're portraying. Number five. The mogul / wannabe rapper wants the attention for talking about donating, but hasn't actually done any donating yet. And that's Sean Combs. You know, when I wrote this, he had not. And when I revealed it, he had not. He has since done the fundraiser, the Diddy Dance Party, which raised a lot of money. So he did that. I'm not sure if he's actually kicking in. I didn't look at the details, but I'm going to give him a pass on all of this now because of the fact that he at least organized that and raised a whole bunch of money. So that's okay. So we're going to give Sean Combs a pass on this. I do want to know. He said, I don't know if you saw it, but Jose Canseco said, happy Easter to everybody but Alex Rodriguez. And then... you know, added Jennifer Lopez to say, hey, DM me for your eyes only. I've got something really important to tell you, and it's probably about Alex Rodriguez. Yeah. So, let's see. And I'm waiting for all that to come out. You know it's going to come out. Probably just Alex with more strippers. Let's do April 7th, number one. The former A-list athlete turned drug-using / serial-cheating reality star has a stripper he's quarantining with, so I'm not quite sure what this whole reality show is supposed to do about that. It's also fake. Even more fake than I'm used to with reality. And I'm talking about Lamar Odom, and just I don't even have the energy. I just don't. Let's see. Number two. It's the same. He's got a whole show. It's the same as when, you know, the people would go on, you know, I don't even know the names of them right off the top of my head, because, but any like the therapy shows and, oh, let's, you know, we're gonna significant other, and they all just fake. They're not even with these people. They're just, they want the 250 grand, and, you know, so they say, come on the show with me. And somehow they manage to get a whole season of a show by faking it. The mogul has an operation set up offshore where he tests prospective quote-unquote shipmates. If they test negative, he invites the legal in that country young men to come aboard his yacht for a couple of nights. After the two nights, they're sent on their way and a new group brought on board. One of those tests is going to be a false negative, and the virus is going to sweep through that yacht like a cruise ship. Then we'll see how smug he is. And I'm talking about David Geffen. That is... He's a... I mean, just be that kind of person is just... I don't know. You know, then you think, okay, is there really ever karma? Is he ever going to get... And, you know, karma to me would be the virus sweeping through that ship. As I told you weeks ago, the studio isn't going to let the A-minus list mostly movie actors come back for the second installment of the franchise. With everything shut down, the studio just hasn't decided on the replacement yet. And I'm talking about Amber Heard and Aquaman. Somebody asked in the first comment, is she really going to prison for 3 years for lying to the court? That's a good question. And the answer would be no. I can tell you that district attorneys are generally loathe to bring any kind of perjury charges or things like that. They will do the filing of a false police report, especially if it's important. They will do that, but it's generally when it's close to the filing of that false police report. This is especially true if somebody says, oh, you know, I was sexually assaulted or raped or something, and they give a description, and then the police go looking for that person, and they're not there, or the Jussie Smollett, you know, type thing. Filing a false police report where they're actually, you know, spending money, man hours, that kind of thing, then they will prosecute it. I will say that in all the depositions that I have ever taken, I'm pretty confident that in at least half, you know, there's been some kind of lying, and you know that, and sometimes you just have them flat out. No, and yes, you know, they're swearing under oath, but nobody ever just goes to the judge and says, this person's, you know, they'll go to the judge and say this person's lying or something, but they're not going to jail for it. You know, it's really a tough thing. So Amber going to jail for 3 years for lying to the court, no, it's not going to happen. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I have never, ever seen a case where somebody's lied in a deposition or something like that, referred to a district attorney or anything, or the police to investigate. I just have never seen it. And I've seen some very egregious lying. Number four on the 7th. This A-plus slash A-list, mostly movie actor, has a much closer connection to this former B-plus list actress than was previously known. As was his custom back in the day, he would often test out barely there celebrities. The actress was one of those. But he didn't enjoy his time with her and instead started hooking up with the former wrestler turned host. And I'm talking about George Clooney, who did know Meghan Markle. This is interesting. And she was found wanting for whatever his particular needs are. And instead, it was at this time that he started his relationship with Stacey Keibler. So that kind of gives you the time frame for it all. Let's see. That was number four. And number five on the 7th. That was super popular, by the way. Speaking of Meghan Markle. Because I haven't talked about this yet. There are rumors, buzz, reports that she and Harry want $1 million for a tell-all, you know, interview. Not a tell-all, but just their first interview. To me, if you take that, aren't you just selling out? Here's how she could change the entire narrative about her and their motives and things like that. And I am going to use Angelina Jolie as an example. Back when she was married to Brad Pitt, And magazines would pay, you know, this is when they were paying to have the baby pictures and stuff. And they paid, I think, $1.5 million. And Angelina and Brad just had all of the money, every single penny, go to charity. Like, People Magazine just wrote a check to charity. So if you had Meghan and Harry, if they said, yeah, we're going to get paid $1 million, but instead of us getting paid the million, we're just going to send it to a charity, not their own foundation, a separate one, I think that would change the narrative. Because all it looks like now is, okay, $1 million, and then if that's all they're really getting, you know, it goes downhill from there. You know, this is going to be your peak dollar amount. Apparently, this B-plus list actress, who's only that famous for who she married, thought she was going on a date a few weeks ago, but it was a reporter who was trying to get information from her. And that is Katie Holmes. And, you know, that was a couple of weeks before. It was, God, that had to be right before New York was going to shut down. And then she left New York. I don't think she's in New York. I think she went home to her parents or something. Let's do the 8th, number one. This always working, serial sperm donating A-minus list rapper has hired two doctors on a full-time basis. It's not for fear of catching COVID, but rather wanting to be able to get medical attention if he suffers a seizure from his drug use. And I'm talking about Lil Wayne. Probably not a bad idea. Let's see, number two. The very fake tanned recent network reality star is making sure she tells anyone that asks that she is single. She knows there's a good chance the four-time loser might not get to do a season, and the tanned one is next in line. And I'm talking about Madison Pruitt and The Bachelor and Claire Crawley, sounds like from, you know, Downton Abbey, and The Bachelorette. Number three, on the 8th. The back-in-the-day A-minus list actress from multiple hit shows has been struggling with drugs for a decade. This lockdown has forced her to be confined with people who aren't letting her use at all. Now, if she would just publicly speak about her former co-star, I'm talking about Heather Locklear and Charlie Sheen, and it's good. I'm glad that you know, this is the opportunity for Heather and just being kind of forced, and that's good. This A-list stand-up comedian who also does some acting has a three-word stage name. He also stole a huge setup and joke in a recent stand-up special from a back-in-the-day show about interior designers. And this was just, I guess he didn't think anybody would notice, but it's Cedric the Entertainer, and the show is Designing Women, and I guess the show was so long ago that he thought he could get away with it. And it is weird. The comments are... That's a weird thing to steal from. It is, right? It's crazy. I have the whole setup and joke. I'll have to find it because it's back several hundred emails ago, but it's the entire, it says what the setup and joke was about on the show and then compared it to Cedric and stuff. And yet again, the cycle will play itself out. The former A-minus list teen singer turned meth loving sex toy for older men won't try and get the restraining order extended because then all of the sordid details about his life would emerge. And I'm talking about Aaron Carter, which I find, you know, it's the same thing that happened before, right? And he doesn't want it out, so he just gets the temporary one. And then after the temporary one, you have to go to court to get it continued, to make it permanent. And you have to provide evidence, and the other person gets to talk. They do not get to talk on the temporary restraining order. April 9th, number one. It is shocking that this back in the day, A-plus list singer turned serial sex predator / child porn producer gets tens of thousands of dollars each month from fans helping to pay his legal bills. Would they let him spend time alone with their underage female relatives? And I'm talking about R. Kelly. People stop giving him money. You know, you wouldn't let him babysit. So if you wouldn't let him babysit, then don't give him your money. Number two. The illiterate actress, who is an Oscar winner / nominee and probably A / A-minus list, wants to reprise one of her most famous roles. the sticking point will be the same thing that has plagued the situation since day one of the negotiations from the first film so many years ago. She wants money, and a lot of it, should the holding company start licensing the image or putting a lookalike in their many parks. It is the reason you never see the character despite its popularity. And I'm talking about Amy Adams and Giselle and Enchanted. And she, you know, Disney wants to obviously have Giselle in their parks. They would like to sell Enchanted merchandise. And Amy Adams wanted a hefty fee for that, something in perpetuity. I think that, so they're going to have the same problems here with number two. So you're going to have this demand again for this character and products, and you know, Disney makes a ton of money selling products associated with the movie. They're gonna have to write her a big check or a bunch of smaller checks for the rest of time. So I don't see how they can make another movie and not have the character in the parks to try and sell the character at all. This is why, for the most part, you see animation, right? You know, I mean, they've started to make some live action remakes, but the thing is with Jasmine and stuff, it's different because originally they made a cartoon, and so you don't have that same kind of issue as you do with Enchanted. And I think that Amy's going to get filthy stinking rich, because they really want to make that movie. Number three on the ninth. This supporting superhero player, who is foreign-born and probably a minus list, is a dual-threat actor. As his character moves to streaming, there is talk the character will get a boyfriend and expand on where print versions have taken the character. The actor is fully on board. And I'm talking about Tom Hiddleston and Loki. And, you know, it's going to be on Disney Plus. So I think they're going to go for it. And Tom is fully on board. Let's see. Number four on the ninth. The walking blind item is sending texts to ex-girlfriends threatening to blow their brains out. One specific text from her walking blind item to another person says she wants to commit murder, and her walking blind item sends a pic of herself in her bedroom holding a gun. And you guys have already heard me talk about it because I did one episode on it, but it is Taryn Manning. So I will not... pause there. The celebrity CEO has always been a very frequent user of his private jet for business and pleasure. However, very recently, the CEO has been flying in a way which raises questions. He will ride his private jet for 4 to 6 hours from one location in his business empire to another, but he doesn't spend more than 20 to 40 minutes on the ground again before taking off. The CEO has repeated similar trips multiple times per day and many times per week for a few weeks in a row. What do you think's going on there? And that is Elon Musk. Let's see. Going to April 10th. Number one. This foreign-born A-minus list model, who is also a multiple-time professional beard, is not bearding at the moment. She should be aware, though, the guy she's hooking up with isn't going to pay her as promised. And I'm talking about Irina Shayk and Vito Schnabel. Let's see. Number two on the 10th. With this pregnant A/A-list singer/reality star pledging her allegiance to a manager hated by this A-plus-list singer, the feud is back on. And I'm talking about Katy Perry and Scooter Braun and Taylor Swift. And Katy Perry is just the biggest fan of Scooter now in the whole darn world. Let's see. Number three on the 10th. I've already written and reveled how the foreign-born former A-plus-list tweener couldn't sell out stadiums. Revealed. Before he pulled the plug on his tour, the average capacity he was selling was 23%. No one wants to spend money to see him any longer. And I'm talking about Justin Bieber, and I actually found somebody who did buy a ticket to see him in Los Angeles, and I was quite shocked. I've also decided that I'm done writing Justin Bieber blind items, because I just don't care. I'm done with him, and I just... it annoys me. So unless he does something that involves something extremely over the top, I'm done. Because she doesn't have the money to actually donate, this former tweener turned A-/B+ list adult singer is only donating money if you also buy something from her product line. Even then, I wouldn't hold your breath. And I'm talking about Demi Lovato and her Fabletics, and I don't have any money to donate, but if you guys buy my products, I will promise to donate, you know, a half of 1% of each purchase or of the net profit. Whenever you see something that says net profit, you know that there's nothing that's actually going to be done. That's the kiss of death. That's the chef's kiss. Net profit. This back in the day A-minus list singer / international box office champion wants to start a new career as a televangelist. Yeah, I know. Jessica Simpson, and she was number one in Ukraine for Blonde Ambition. That's why whenever you see that international box office champion, it's the clue is always going to be Jessica Simpson. All right, let's look at Saturday, April 11th. The next day, this former teen mom homeschools her kid will be the first day. Also, if she has been doing it like she said, which she hasn't, then she's been breaking California law for the past several years. And I'm talking about Farrah Abraham. Somebody in the comments says, today I'm going to teach you about acronyms, honey. Let's start with ATM, an acronym with two meanings, which are very important for mommy. That's a good one. California's got some strange homeschool laws, and I don't pretend to know them all that well, because there are rules about if you're on set and things like that. And then they have homeschools. There's certain, I think, school districts where you can homeschool, but a teacher comes to visit your home once a week or something like that, and you have to do everything. And she doesn't do any of that. And this is the same thing that Dina Lohan did with Allie. Just, oh, yeah, she's being homeschooled. No. Now, in Texas, it would be different. But in California, no. Obviously, everybody, I think, is homeschooling now. And I don't know. Yeah, I talked about it with DeCostolo the other day, and he thinks that schools in California might not open in the fall. The perv celebrity photographer, who is also a serial sexual assaulter, is now being called out by several female celebrities for the same kinds of things he did to dozens of other women, essentially forcing and cornering female celebrities to pose naked. And I'm talking about Terry Richardson and Alicia Keys, who came out and said, you know, essentially that the same thing that he had been doing to people who weren't famous, he was doing to her too. And it just shows you that if he was doing that to somebody as famous as Alicia, you know, I fear for what he did to all the other models. And I don't think that he has been called out enough for it. Another Aaron Carter. The former A-minus list tween singer has been stealing credit card numbers from people who come over to party and sleep with him. That is, that's next level. Gonna end up in jail with that one. This A-plus list mostly movie actor is pulling one of his famous, oh, this is another, I'm going to donate a whole bunch of money, but really I'm going to donate squat, and all these other companies are going to donate, but I'm going to take the credit. It's what he's been doing for decades. He talks a big game, but never comes through, kind of like when he has sex. Unlike Diddy, I'm not going to give Leo a pass because he always does this. And because he takes credit for donating even when he doesn't. And he says, well, I'm going to donate $5 million. And he doesn't. And nobody goes back to look to see if he did it. You know? And that's kind of what kills me. And then I said, never comes through, kind of like when he has sex. I mean, I think he would come through. I just think it would take, you know, 30 or 45 minutes of manual stimulation before he would be able to do that. It's number five, the last one for today. I've already told you how this A-list singer / bad actor and his significant other are treating their assistants during this quarantine. As it turns out, though, even though with a team in place, it was still too much for them to not fly another nanny up to their location to help out even more. And I'm talking about Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Now, this one I actually wrote on the 10th, revealed on the 11th, so it isn't that long. So I got a tip on the 8th, I think, from somebody who worked for Tabloid and recently got laid off and still has lots of sources who are feeding stuff. And the actual story is that, before I've already written, where, you know, they're sending out the assistants so they don't actually have to put themselves in danger. They're sending the assistants out, and then the assistants leave everything, and they're staying someplace separately and all of this. And then, you know, what's funny is that I got the tip, and I guess it had happened a day before or 2 days before. I think that a different assistant had been flown down to Los Angeles, picked up a nanny, and brought them back rather than the, it wasn't just the nanny up to the location the assistant went down and then brought the nanny back up. And then I think it was the same day that I wrote this, or maybe it was after I wrote this or right around when I wrote it. And then he said something about, yeah, it's like, I don't know how people can parent for 24 hours straight or something. It's inhuman. And they already had one nanny up there. So they need another one. And I mean, come on, you know, this is the kind of thing that drives me crazy, because he's saying something like that. And meanwhile, I use my favorite example. There's somebody, you know, in some apartment, you know, with a couple of kids, maybe a dog or two. And, oh, I'll give you, well, they've got a little bit of money, but I was just thinking about this. So I finished watching the final episode of Pandemic, which is really eerie to watch it after all of this has kind of started. And it ended in about November of 2019. So, I mean, they were essentially, hey, if we had waited another month, then we could have talked about COVID. But there's this woman in there who's a scientist who leads the New York City Department of Health or something. And her baby was due at the end of January. So right in the middle of that, and then when New York shut down, this baby would have been 2 months old, and she has two other kids. And just being, I'm just thinking to myself, two kids and a newborn, and, you know, her husband, and they're all, you know, cooped up inside, you know, a Manhattan apartment. And then I'm thinking about, you know, other families that are in the same kind of situation and you know, can't go out. And then you have Justin Timberlake saying this kind of thing, and it just shows you, not just him, because we already knew he was a tool and just an absolute jerk and always throwing people under the bus. We knew that, okay? This is not a shock from Justin Timberlake. But what you're seeing is not just from Justin, but you're seeing this from a lot of other celebrities who just, they don't care. Oh, I'm having Sam Smith. I'm having such a tough time here. Yeah, in your $20 million mansion, you know, with six kajillion things and money, you know, for days, and don't have to worry about anything, and your pool and whatever else you have. I mean, just, it's so tone deaf. And it just shows you that celebrities are, this whole crisis has kind of showed you which celebrities are really just driven by their ego. That whole imagine thing and stuff, where it shows that they have totally lost the ability to relate to anything on any kind of normal level. And people are seeing that, and because it's such a stark thing right now. And then they see celebrities who are, you know, legitimately trying to help out. You see, and I think it's going to change the thing. I think it's also going to show everybody what's really important. And is celebrity all that important in the whole scheme of thing? And this is kind of calling them out for everything that they've done. And it's just giving a new direction and a purpose of what, you know, really is important right now. And I feel that way about all of you guys. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow.